There's some really confused new person in here who just like, wait, there's talking going on. They're like checking their headset, they're tapping it, you know. Hello? Anyone there?
Yeah, we actually can't hear you this time. Actually, we can see you miking up.
Oh, cool. All right, thanks. Yeah, I think we've gotten this ground well enough. There's nothing like goons and running a joke into the ground, though. I like to describe whenever I send out a poll and there's no checkbox and everyone yells no checkbox. So I'm like, can you explain the origins of that? It's like that story about the monkeys and the ladder, where eventually none of the monkeys know why they're keeping the other monkeys off the ladder. Like, goons just yelled no checkbox, but they have no idea why they do it. It's just because they've seen it happen before. All right, well, let's get into it. I have a lot to talk about. Sort of been an interesting week. We started Lending Bee last week, and it's really succeeded our wildest expectations. We had our first person cycle through a loan. That is, that they took out a loan after we announced it last week, and they've already paid it back. They made it quite a bit of money, according to them. So that was sort of the first interesting thing. So if someone wants to link Lending Bee, you can. But that was announced last week, and it's been really successful. So we're happy to give money out to you guys. And if you're looking for a loan, that's the way to do it. Just a quick announcement, as far as there was a scheduled Ermalin move post Fireside, but it has been delayed a week for various reasons. So it'll be next week after the Fireside. All right. Kaz, do you want to talk about this webback, or do you want me to do it? I know you love to pontificate.
Yeah, I just had managed to unmute myself in time. Hey, everybody. So if you didn't hear yet, there have been a couple broadcasts. We sort of teased this last week. The Alliance is beginning wide-scale war bond repurchases. If you are one of the lucky people who owns exactly one or two shares of either of the war bond corps, you are now getting bought out. So there is a channel that you can join to coordinate with the finance director.
I'll look it for you.
Got
it. Ah, there you go.
Ignore Beyond Nox. That's the wrong one. You need conference. So this is, you just join the channel. It acts like a line, like a queue. One of the finance directors will hit you up in a DM. You can make the share trade and we'll buy you out. So what's going to happen is this number is currently at 2, and you're going to see this go up over the coming weeks, months, .. as we buy out more and more of the original bond. That's all. Thank you all.
Thanks, guys. All right. So next thing we're talking about is... if you're a member of the Ministry of Truth, Carneros has taken over. Rest in piss, Carneros. And they're doing a meeting next Saturday to reorganize. So he wanted to just let you guys know that if you want to get involved in that again, we're going back and pushing that. Because I think you're keyed up accidentally. So yeah, next Saturday, first Ministry of Truth meeting under Carneros' able and capable leadership. I've got some stuff to talk about that... basically, I want to talk about some things that maybe haven't been brought up for a little while and that you guys may or may not know about. Do you know about Goons with Jobs? We have a forum where if you are looking for a job or offering a job, and this is obviously in real life, you can post in there. And we've got a lot of people who have found employment or found excellent Goon employees there. So if someone wants to link that thread for us, it is on the forums, and you may not know about it, but it's a good place to... find work if you're looking for it. If you have skills, you can list your skills in there. If you need a field, you can put it in there. And then a lot of people have found valuable employees who through that forum. I'm going to give you guys a rundown of sort of the situation in space at the end. So I'm going to go through the rest of like the little updates I got to talk about, and then I'll give you a read on sort of what's going on in the galaxy. I want to talk about F2s. That's people you bring in fleet, you know, your alts in fleet. It's certainly looking like the galaxy is heating up. It has definitely been turned to simmer recently. It was pretty cold in the last 6 months, but if you've been watching it at all, you can see that there's a lot going on. And usually when stuff starts moving, stuff starts getting hot, stuff starts happening. So F2s are... alts you bring in fleet, Dictor alts, Hecate's, bring in extra Sino, all that kind of stuff that is being useful for fleets. It's time to start getting those ready to go. So if you are if you're interested in helping out more, start getting your F2s ready. Speaking of which, This is not something we're doing, but CCP is doing a sale. If you have Plex bought or stored already, you can basically get a 12-month subscription for more than half off, a 6-month subscription for about half off, and a 3-month subscription for about 45% off. You also get a pretty cool skin, a Barghest, a Vindi, or a Nightmare skin with it. If you have Plex, just a good notice that this weekend is the time you can turn it in. I Plexed some of my accounts in quite a while, so it's pretty cool. All right, can someone link our Alpha Delve Defense Doctrine? Once again, with things simmering and heating up, you need to have an Alpha ready. This is something for everyone who needs to do. Ranger, do not call them Zappy Boys. This is something that everyone needs to do. Is get a Delve defense alt. It is an alpha. You do not need to pay for the account. It needs to be a separate account that you're ready to defend Delve in. That way, if we deploy away from home, we do not have to be like have a dinner bell they can ring to make us come back home with 10 or 15 or 20 people. Important skills. If you have not started training Stormbringers, it's a good time to. We've had several fleets. They've been a lot of fun. A lot of people have been low skilled, and that is not surprising. I think as we get more people into it, it'll be even more electric. So it'll be pretty exciting. And also, one other thing I do want to add is to keep saving SP. Obviously, after you have trained doctrines, the things that we're seeing right now that we probably need more training on are missile skills for the SAC fleet. SAC fleet is very much become, if you have missile skills, the support skills, there are several that make a big difference in range and application. Get those to fives, get your Stormbringers trained, and then keep saving SP for future exciting doctrines. Bullet Master, someone linked the thread a little earlier, the Eve Jobs thread. Did you guys know that University gives out free ratting myrmidons? It's really easy to make money in a ratting myrmidon, and you can get them for free. We subsidize that, and you can make a ton of money doing just that. Those are now linked in the thread. I have had a few accounts running on ratting myrmidons. I wanted to see if you could use a merm to plex. It is, it's not hard. You do have to do it for a while, but you can certainly afford a plex on a merm if you have the time to let it just spin. But if you're not using it that way, you can still make a good amount of money to just stock it away. All right, I'm going to give you guys an update on what's going on galaxy-wide. So we had Initiative, Deploy, and Horde and Panfam deployed against Fire Coalition. Fire Coalition is a coalition we are not particularly aligned with. We're not very enamored with them. We would not call them the greatest of our friends. But it was a very interesting situation in that you may recall that some 6 months ago, we deployed to attack them for shooting some of our stuff, and then Horde came to defend them. So when I heard that Horde was going to attack them, I started sort of cackling gleefully. I was really surprised that they would do that, because it's a real own goal, a real mistake. It's not a good move on their part. You should not. This is pretty basic, and I know that most of you guys know this, but you shouldn't attack your erstwhile allies, even if they annoy you. It's just a bad look. If Horde had just sort of abandoned them to the wolves, that would probably be another thing. But to actively attack someone that you had just saved is a terrible look, and you wonder if anyone in the game would ally with Infam again after seeing how they were treated, being saved and then becoming, the people who were attacked. It was pretty wild. So what we've done is Fire is moving to join B2. B2 is the coalition that lives up in Declan, in Pureblind, in Fade. And the members you would probably recognize the most would be Volta, Boss Alliance, and Brave. And we have fought with them. We've been allied with and we've worked with them. We have good relations with them. So Fire is moving through our space. They're currently in our space. They will be leaving in the next few days. I expect that they will have some troubles along the way. They already have had some troubles along the way. They've lost a Moloch, I believe, right? And some several other Titans and Supers. But we have graciously granted them the right to use our space. And the reason being is because they're going to B2. And we thought that was an admirable place for them to go. And I think by showing this small modicum of kindness to them after PanFam has betrayed them and backstabbed them, it really sets it's sort of like an interesting case notice for everyone in the galaxy to see how you treat people and what you do. And so that's what's happened so far. Now, what happens in the future is going to be the real interesting part. Like I said, things are in the move of the galaxy. There's all this space open in the Southwest. New groups have allied. There are going to be simmering hatreds over various betrayals and various moves. The people who talk all that smack are going to talk all that smack. They're going to get at it again. And so it certainly feels like the galaxy is heating up, which is good. I feel like everyone here is probably ready for some action, and it looks like we may be seeing that sometime in the near future. So just prepare yourselves. That's sort of the political situation. And that's about all the update on that. Maldez says, what happens if Horde tries to add the Southwest to its Slumlord Empire? It's a good question. The Horde already has an incredible amount of rental systems. My guess is that they will not publicly add any more rental systems, but it'll be done in a private fashion is what I'm going to guess is will happen. I don't have like any intel on this, but just knowing what I know about their leadership, I think that's sort of the level of cunning they will give themselves to. So and it's the Southeast, not the Southwest. We have no intentions on that space. We have no designs on that space. We do not want to sprawl. So we will leave it open. We'll see what happens there. There's something to be said about opening up space. And the reason when I've talked to people, you know, about what to do with it, you know, should we go into that? People said, hey, do we want to take any of that? I said, no, not really. You know, this is a game about war, and that is my most basic precept is this game is about fighting, and all the other stuff are done in service of that. And I know that's not the attitude of every Alliance executor, but it is my attitude. Is that everything we do in this game is about war. So if we leave that space open, the people who move in there are going to be the people who, in 2 years, we're fighting. Or we're allying with, or whatever. There needs to be churn. There needs to be the galaxy cannot be static. So we won't touch that space, and we'll see what happens. As you recall, we went up with Glass Tribute a few years back, and that space ended up becoming really interesting space for a period of years, where a lot of stuff happened, and now it is back to just being rental space. So the galaxy needs a shakeup. It needs to be cleansed to some degree. But we will not be taking that space. All right. I am open for questions. If you got questions, go ahead and ask them. Soviet, believe because of the way the system is set up, it is not possible to have corp CEOs do tracking of corp PAPs, unfortunately. I've done some research on that. And as far as I know, as of right now, because of the way it's coded, it's not possible. But I will see if there are any workarounds that we can do and ask our coding guys if it's possible. Did I know that Don X wrote about PI? Yeah, I know he writes a lot about PI. Do I fear that goblins will attempt to be the kids on the playground in order to not take the Southlands, but force smaller groups to give Horde a highway to catch? Yeah, I mean, that's always a concern, is that basically you have groups that are essentially just puppet groups. That was our problem with Fire, is that they were allowing a jump bridge right up to our borders for PanFam. And it still remains a concern. It's something we'll watch. Yes. I do believe Gobbins when he says that he has some intention to allow that space to be left fallow. I don't think it is entirely cynical, but I don't believe that none of that space will be taken and turned into rental space. I would be surprised if that happens. Can we start bombing PH structures to open their space? I mean, if you want to siege their structures, I don't care, but we're not going to like follow up with a fleet to shoot them. Is there a plan in Pathfinders? We're working to reorg that. Like the old org, basically it ran well as far as people would put in the effort, but it didn't end up being like the times it was useful militarily were extremely slim. So when you're thinking about all the effort people are putting in, and getting very little out of it, it didn't make sense to ask people to spend their time to do that for very few results. And that's something I've been trying to like research. I've been doing, obviously you guys don't see it behind the scenes, but behind the scenes I've been doing a lot of research with much every group on what is working and what isn't. And with Pathfinders, we had a system where people were putting in effort, but that effort wasn't actually ever rewarding anyone with, you know, good roots, good, you know. And so why keep that up and waste people's time? So we're looking at a way to reorg it to a more effective way where we're not wasting people's time and we're not asking you to do something that's not actually, you know, yielding fruit for us. Is the war between B2 and Frat still going or has it ended? They had a timer today. B2 formed up 1,200 people. So I think that timer went off without a hitch. But Frat won a timer in X47 two or three days ago. So it's very much still going. The channel Crab Buddies is the channel to find people to crab together in a crab quill. We are definitely trying to push people into crab quills. They are a great way to make money and particularly safe compared to any other option. Soviet Elmo, I understand that you really, really want Papstats, and I'm doing what I can there, but like I only have so many programmers and so much time to do. This is one of those things where like we get a lot of suggestions that involve like, hey, could we code this? And like I would love to code everything people say, but we don't we can't pay people, right? So it's something that is really up to coding time that we can get on a volunteer basis. Speaking of which, you pay for our own servers. Obviously, you guys probably know that. Some of you have been donating to the server fund, and if we could get that linked. We are opening a new server fund. Basically, the old Patreon is deprecated. It can't be transferred to the new one. So if you were donating to it, it is no longer collecting. We would love for people to sign up to help fund our servers and our hardware. That's what runs Mumble. It's what runs Jabber. It runs all of our stuff behind the scenes. It runs the forums. And we have to pay cash for that monthly. We've already got some excellent donations for that. And we would just like a little bit more to put us over the top. And we'll be in a really good position. What we're asking for is we're asking for a monthly donation. We don't want a one-time donation. If you can do $1 a month, if you can do $5 a month, if you can do $10 a month, whatever number is appropriate for you and your circumstances, we would really appreciate that kind of money to help keep the server fund going. That would be a huge help as far as keeping these comms up and keeping like the anti, can't remember the name. What's the anti DDoS attack, stuff like that. There's all kinds of stuff that we have to pay for. And it's part of the reason why our comms are so good is that we are a bit overspecced. We pay for DDoS protection. And that's why it's very rare that our stuff goes down to malicious forces. And malicious forces try more than you would think to take our stuff down. So that's something we're looking to increase right now is the Patreon for our server fund. Here Chama says, if we can't run two accounts, crab quills are sort of off the table. So first off, we have that channel Crab Buddies here at Chama. I hope I said your name right. And that's for you to find someone who also has one Rorqual and you guys can crab together. But yeah, if you have a dread in a Rorqual, you can do that. You can slave the Rorqual to the dread. I do not like ding dongs or ho-hos. Thanks, Void, for the donation. Much appreciated. Maldez, we had a merch store. It wasn't run by us. I don't think it was ever particularly fruitful, but I mean, as far as what was made, but it was nice to get merch to people. I think that's more of it's just a nice thing for people to have rather than a thing like this, particularly for making money. Domino's or Papa John's? It really depends. How much have you drunk, Mifune? Like, I think if you're the more sober you are, the more appealing Papa John's is. But like Domino's, if you've drank a lot and you want just a lot of food to just shove down your gullet, I would go with Domino's. McDonald's or Burger King? I would just say neither. I don't really like fast food that much anymore. We do indeed have a new corp. Does someone want to link them? I have their EVHU here somewhere on my tabs. Let me look through my 40 open tab. I believe it is Flying Dangerous. Is that correct? Is it Cosmic Collective? What is this called? Who is this? Oh, no, that's the wrong thing. Flying Dangerous is someone else entirely. They were in Flying Dangerous? Aha, perfect. Welcome to them. Will there be Alliance push into Faction Warfare? When they open it up, we will have a plan. I'm not really super interested in it personally, Melindra. I did an alt there, and I found it relatively boring. But that doesn't mean that other people won't enjoy it, so we'll offer it, and we'll find a way to have a way to do it. And yeah, isn't Dan Dingle the guy in charge? I heard that name, and that stuck in the mind. Dan Dingle, what a name. Are we still allowing Six and Squad to try to form for what? Like new Six and Squads? If you have an idea, Phoenix, you can approach us. Is Dan Dingle a Dunk Dingle alt? I would love that. What if Dunk Dingle just snuck in on his Dan Dingle alt? Perfect. That's my headcanon. I don't know what happened, but that's headcanon now. Guaranteed. Test now owns NoSoft. All right. Good for them. I'm not even talking about testing anymore because they are literally irrelevant. We need more midweek Euro time zone Beehive FCs. I mean, if you want to volunteer, that's a job we need people to volunteer for. Subsquad TCUs and period pieces, we're not in a rush to replace them. They really don't do anything. It's just like they're just there on the map. They don't matter in any way. So we'll pop them eventually. But it's just a thing like it's going to take a lot of time and really offers no benefit. So we're not interested in doing it immediately. Yeah. Also, they have to pay for it. It costs money to run those and doesn't do anything. Malindra, would Jeff be reforming? That would have to do with what happens up north and in the southeast. And so we'll see. Shadow is running some tackle fleets. Yeah, I don't know if you can teach a good set of tackle, but you know, if you want to push that rock up the mountain, please do. All right. Looks like we've hit most of the questions. Thank you guys for showing up. Much appreciated. I will see you all next week.